This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Government shutdown is over. Shouldn't happen until the government's funded again. Earlier, the president had suggested that he could deliver the address on Tuesday night somewhere other than in the U.S. House chamber. Police for shooting five people dead in a bank yesterday afternoon and calling 911 on himself. The police chief there says,
"Today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered a significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime."
Suspect Zephon Zaver is scheduled to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An update now on the arrest of a licensed practical nurse who worked at a healthcare facility in Phoenix. A woman who was in a vegetative state at Hacienda Healthcare, recently giving birth to a son.
36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Investigators say no threat was discovered after suspicious packages turned up at the Diocese of Covington in Kentucky yesterday. The investigation coming after an incident in Washington over the weekend involving some Covington Catholic high school students. The viral video showing what some folks thought were students disrespecting a Native American elder. A subsequent video suggested otherwise. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's thankful for a personal letter received from President Trump. State media in North Korea is reporting that Kim met with a North Korean delegation who recently went to Washington, D.C. to set up another meeting between Kim and the president. And Kim said Trump has, quote, an unusual determination and will for resolving issues between the two nations. Kim also vowed to move step by step towards the goals set out by the two countries in the historic first meeting between Kim and Trump last June in Singapore. The Wisconsin teenager who escaped after being held captive for months from October till just a few weeks ago is going to get the $25,000 reward that had been put up by Hormel Foods and Jennie-O Turkey for her safe return. They were hoping for information on 13-year-old Jamie Kloss's whereabouts. Claus disappeared in October when her parents were found murdered in their barren home in western Wisconsin. There was no sign of Jamie, though, until she escaped captivity herself. And Jake Patterson was arrested for the murders and kidnapping Jamie. And one of the nation's largest media companies is laying off people across the nation. Gannett has not made an official announcement of how many jobs it's slashing, but many of its individual newspapers are announcing cuts this morning. Find us online at USA Radio. Radio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about here at Bill Martinez Live. And thank you for joining in and being a part of the solution and not adding to the problem, dare we say. We've got Michael Caputo join us right now. Michael, of course, has just done an incredible job with the with Donald Trump and advising him during his campaign. He's also been here to give us some added insight as to, what is happening here with our government and, what's happening with the Trump White House. Michael, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. The country is straining a bit with this government shutdown. The polls are out. And of course they've been out, and again we have to deal with the media and wade through the media speak and prejudice and bias, but no doubt that the president is taking a hit on this government shutdown. I think people had thought, Michael, that the longer this went, that Main Street America would figure out that the Democrats are obstructing and blocking the way more than the president.
Well, I think the president from the very beginning, he's not told me this, but I think whenever you get into a difficult negotiation like this, I think you got to get ready to take a hit. It's all about, political capital. How much are you willing to expend in a difficult negotiation? It's not often about, you don't go in thinking how much you're going to gain. This is one of the most difficult ones. Immigration is always a terrible one, and when you pair it with the potential of a government shutdown, there are two problems with that. First of all, it involves real people. The longer it goes on,
right,
the more people suffer. But secondly, the media has had several decades of practice of painting a government shutdown as more tragic than it really is. Not to say that people aren't suffering without pay,
right,
at low levels of the government, because, the average government worker makes about $83,000 a year, and most Americans would love to have that kind
right.
of money. But the longer it goes on, the worse it gets for people who are, lower on the pay scale, and they're less likely to be able to afford it. The media has had a lot of practice vilifying people, blaming people, trying to find examples of how this is impacting people. So they're well versed at this, and the president had to face not just Nancy Pelosi and not just the government shutdown, but the media's misinterpretation of it.
What is this going to do in terms of the relationship ultimately between President Trump and Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House? This just really makes for an incredible, contentious two years heading into the 2020 elections, and Donald Trump could only hope the Republicans recapture the House.
I haven't met anybody who told me that the president and Nancy Pelosi were going to get along. We all knew that it wasn't going to happen. But at the same time, there are a lot of us, like myself, who believe that Nancy Pelosi was the best gift that we could have for Republicans in 2020. Because if you look at any of the polls in the 2018 and the 2016 election, Nancy Pelosi as a negative image rose all the way to the top in the first top five issues. In 2018, she was issue number three. Mm-hmm. The Republicans campaigned against Nancy Pelosi. They had a higher likelihood of winning. So I never thought that they were going to get along. Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I know her. When I worked in Washington, I spent a little bit of time, in proximity of her and her team. She's not an idiot. People like mm-hmm. to paint her as some kind of a fool. She's a shrewd negotiator as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the president's going to have difficulty with her. But I think in the end, she's going to slip up. She's going to make mistakes. And more than anything else, I believe the president will stand tall. I mean, he wrote the book on negotiation, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Art of the Deal.
Right.
And he is not afraid to lose a couple of points in the polls, especially 18 months away, 20 months away from an election.
Well, you would think that for many Americans that it was worth him falling on his sword as he sat there in the Oval Office, which the media and the Democrats are quick to remind everyone that President Trump said he would take the blame. In a sense, it's paid off for the other Republicans because he's taken the bigger hit, and the people are putting it on him as opposed to the rest of the GOP legislators.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that was his intention by saying that. Initially, you saw the faces of most of the Republican leadership turn just pure white when he said that.
It was an ashy moment.
It was. But I think pretty soon we understood that he was taking not just the mantle of blame off of Chuck Schumer, but also off the Republican leadership. Mm-hmm. And also, by the way, this blame game on the government shutdown, I'm not sure it's worth as much as the Democrats think it is. Because the longer this goes on and we talk about non-essential personnel being, forced out of work or to work without pay, non-essential personnel. Americans understand almost all the way to a man, every man, woman, and child understands that this government is bloated.
Right.
And I believe, my discussions with President Trump in 2013, 2014, he has always believed that we had a million plus more workers than we need. And the more we demonstrate the non-essential nature of some of these people to the American public, the less people are going to be concerned about who's to blame for this government shutdown. And at the same time, this government shutdown, the longer it goes on, the more it creeps outside the Beltway and you get more and more impact. And so it gets closer and closer to home for average mm-hmm. Americans. But even still today, a month on, most of us don't feel any impact at all. I'll tell you, I've been flying around a lot in the last mm-hmm. several days. The lines at the TSA have been shorter than ever before. Don't know why.
Right.
But I still don't see the impacts where they say they're going to be.
Well, and you're exactly. That's exactly what I'm hearing as well. And I flew from east to west, no problem whatsoever. I went through. It was like a normal day. Liz Speak, I spoke with her last week. Same thing for her. Most people traveling, you as well. So there's minimal, although, the reports that you're getting from the mainstream media is that, it's there in certain places, Atlanta, maybe O'Hare, LAX possibly. But it's minimal, and which is good. But then the warnings this morning is that our safety, in the air could be compromised because of the impact the government shutdown is having. But, and you don't know how much to read in that, Michael, if that is real, that's really, a legitimate concern, or if it's just, PR spin. Because meanwhile, we do have real issues. We have caravan of immigrants. There's probably, at least two, if not three deep, heading for our southern border. I mean, this is a reality. And every day it seems like we're getting more news that another illegal alien has murdered an American citizen, not to mention the ongoing bout with the opioid crisis and heroin coming into the United States through our southern border. So all these things are real, and I guess maybe, like you say, it's a matter of when they all catch up and come to its You know, it's absolute ultimate crisis.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you just the way you like us, fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Michael Caputo continues with us, former Trump campaign advisor. Michael, what do you make of some of these polls? Some are suggesting that Nancy Pelosi has the upper hand on President Trump on this, saying that 70%, according to the CBS News poll, they say 70% say a border wall isn't worth shutting down the government over, including 43% of Republicans.
Well, it's interesting. You know, in every one of these polls that the media cherry picks, there's always something deep inside there that you can find something positive for your thoughts. the argument. And in that poll, we see a majority of Americans believe that the Democrats should give the president his wall and reopen the government. Something like 54%.
Exactly.
And those are the numbers that you need to look at when you're bargaining in a position like the president is. Let's face it. The House of Representatives controls the purse string. That's the way our founders designed it. That's the way that they wanted it. And it works for you and against you when you're the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. This is one of those instances where they control the narrative on this. And the president has less cards in his hands, fewer cards in his hands. Mm-hmm. But he is playing them very intelligently, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I mean, one by one, laying them out, he's had this the interesting discussion out there about a national emergency. Now, declaring a national emergency and building the sections of the wall that he wants built under the state of emergency. And that may sound drastic to some people, but presidents declare a state of emergency frequently in their administrations. We just don't hear about it because it is not high profile. Mm-hmm. This is a card that the president has not played, and it's one that would be devastating. It's a wild card that the Democrats have nothing to play against. So from my perspective, the president does have cards, and he who knew that he could cancel the military aircraft that was going to take Nancy Pelosi and her pals on a boondoggle over to Europe and the Middle East? Nobody knew that was going to happen. And I'll tell you this. There's never been a president in modern times who would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So that did two things. Number one, it took the narrative away from Nancy Pelosi for an entire 3-4 day period while America stood there and laughed at her after celebrating that she had canceled the State of the Union, acting like that was some kind of act of courage. The president pulled her aircraft and she was the laughing stock, and that hurt.
Well, of course, and further, Michael, is Judicial Watch came back and said, hey, let me remind you of some old research that we did that when we looked into Nancy Pelosi and how she abused military transport, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of the people's money just to take spouses, on these junkets, all in the name of doing the work of the government. Really? And then, of course, here's the bar bill on top of that. I mean, it is extremely self-serving. And, of course, that was one of the anecdotal comments when, the president said, well, it doesn't look like, we're going to be able to have access to the military plane. And she abused it like crazy because she, almost every weekend had reserved the plane and then at the last minute would cancel it. And meanwhile, as you know, you've got to have a lot of support team there to make sure it's all fueled, everything's ready, and at the people's expense, and then you cancel the plane at the last minute. She was using these military transport planes like it was Air Force 1A for her personal use.
It's true, and as a veteran of the United States Army, and I was in public affairs in 25th Infantry Division, these congressional delegations are taxing on the units that they visit as well. Mm-hmm. And, we spent most of our time rolling our eyes and on the hoops we had to jump through just to entertain them. But in fact, of course, there are certain things that they accomplish when they're on these trips. But let's just face it. When it comes down to the swamp and the monsters that live within, mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is one of the stars of that swamp, one of the most well-known swamp monsters. And when the mm-hmm. president pulled that card out of the deck, nobody saw it coming.
Right.
I'll tell you this, there are more cards like that in the deck that the president has. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, by canceling the State of the Union address, did something out of the blue as well. This is going to be a tit for tat.
Yes.
And people are going to see the pettiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to, listen, the president is not all the time for the way that he operates. It's time for her to wear some of that blame.
Right.
And the bottom line is this. We need border security right now. We don't have it. Right. So much is coming through that border. And we also need this government to open. Right. And when the Republicans in Congress pass a bill that allows for the people in the government to just get one check, one paycheck, while we're trying to resolve this crisis, and the Democrats all vote against it, we know where both sides stand.
Yeah, well, it's pretty clear. And it's extremely obvious, you know, but we've got to break through the cluster of the PR campaign that the media is doing on behalf of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. I mean, if she wants to take a trip, why don't you take a trip to the border and see what's happening there and really, you know, get a firsthand, you know, report on it? I mean, she wanted to, you know, didn't want to. She actually ignored Kirsten Gillibrand's report saying, here, let me tell you about what's going on. Oh, I don't care about your facts. I mean, that was her response. Now, what did you make of this that supposedly Nancy Pelosi said, okay, I'll give you your $5.8 billion, but you're not building any, you know, it's not going to be used for any wall money. I mean, you know, that's like ridiculous. What is all that?
Well, it's all about not, you know, about not allowing, not giving the president a victory as they see it. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that. But here's the thing. You and I both know this, though. I know you've talked about this on the air. Let's just look at opioids. 94% of the illicit opioids that are abused in this country come across the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, most of it, about 75% of it, comes through the ports of entry, the legal ports of entry, in personally owned vehicles and tractor trailers. But the other 25% comes across the border with body carriers. It's a fact. That's the DEA statistics. There's no arguing those numbers. I don't care if you're Nancy Pelosi or Kirsten Gillibrand looking for your own convenient fact. That's a fact. They want to beef up the ports of entry because that's where all the opioids, for example, come through. They want more technology, more personnel. No doubt we need that. We're only searching about 10 to 15% of the vehicles that come through there right now. But you know, Bill, this is like a balloon. You know,
right.
If you beef it up and you stop it at the ports of entry, which we can do, we can significantly decrease it to catch the majority of the drugs. What's going to happen? They're going to move the drugs over to the body carriers and go overland across the border.
You know, without a doubt.
Leave the balloon on one side, the balloon expands on the other. They're not going to stop bringing the drugs in. We need an integrated solution that includes the walls. So when Nancy Pelosi says, I'll give you everything for the ports of entry, but you can forget your wall, all she's doing is telling the cartels they got to pack it in the backpacks instead of cars.
That's right. Exactly. Well, you know, all for, you know, not trying to help and be part of the solution. I mean, they say they're concerned about border security, but they're not coming back with ideas. I mean, and I don't blame the president. I mean, for decades, the Democrats have showed their hand. How many times have they promised to fortify a southern border? And, you know, the talk is there. The walk is not. They've made commitments going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, as you know, Michael, and they failed on that. And, you know, the people have given them a pass repeatedly, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in now. And President Trump is the one who has the intestinal fortitude that says enough is enough. We don't trust the Democrats. They make promises they have no intention of keeping, and this is what why they're so disturbed, that they have a president who actually makes promises on the campaign trail and is fulfilling them.
It's the truth, and I'll tell you, look no further than the Border Patrol itself.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them what they need, 89% of them want a wall. 89%. And they also, even more, want more personnel, and even more of a percentage want more technology, but 89% want a wall. If you ask me who we should listen to and to solve this border crisis, it's the Border Patrol, not the Democrats, and by the way, not even the Republicans, not the politicians. Go with the experts.
Well, you go with the experts, and you also go to these families, these angel families that have lost loved ones as a result of the failed immigration system in our poorest border. You listen to those two elements, and it's a no-brainer, without a doubt, isn't it?
You're right, Bill. Absolutely right.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Michael Caputo, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The states of the State of the Union address controversy has changed as President Trump late last night announced he will deliver that address once the government shutdown is over rather than on this upcoming Tuesday night. That after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled the address, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's funded again. Earlier, the president had suggested that he could deliver the address on Tuesday night somewhere other than in the U.S. House chamber. Police in Sebring, Florida, saying they have no idea what a 21-year-old gunman's motive was for shooting five people dead in a bank yesterday afternoon and calling 911 on himself. The police chief there says,
today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered a significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime.
Suspect Zephan Zaver is scheduled to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Karen Catalina is going to be joining us in just a moment. This whole media uproar about Nathan Phillips, his story continues to change in sudden and unwanted fame after his narrative quickly crumbles. I don't know if you saw this, but earlier this week, mainstream media painted Omaha elder Nathan Phillips as a victim, a single Native American activist who stood up to a smirking crowd of racist high school boys. Phillips said it was a dangerous situation and characterized the boys as angry in an excerpt from an interview with CNN. It was the narrative that dominated the story in its initial telling across the country. Now that narrative has virtually disintegrated. And, of course, Karen, as you know, media started to do some work and do some research to find out that Nathan Phillips wasn't all that he cracked up to be, right?
Yes, Bill, thanks for having me. Isn't it interesting that they stay true to the false narrative in the face of the facts? I find that amazing, really. And we've seen it again and again and again, from Ferguson to once they settle on a narrative, don't confuse them with facts because their audience are too uneducated to pay attention to the new information anyway. I hate to say that.
Right.
It sounds so condescending, but frankly, those are the people they're playing to.
Yeah, that's my story. I'm going to stick to it. Well, Dinesh D'Souza, you know, said that when he was, dealing with his experiences being incarcerated after what should have been just a hand slap, they threw the book at him, you know, for campaign finance violations. He said one of the things that he learned, from the cons is that you never give up the con. You know, the lies, the lies, the lies, the lie, and you maintain it. And here is the media. The media is following, you know, the same storyline, the same strategy as cons do, in jail or, that's just their way of life, is that you never give it up.
And even when you're exposed and you're caught with your hand in the cookie jar, that's not, has to be somebody else's hand. It's not my hand.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of a show on TV called Live PD because it's something Hollywood can't mess up. And it's amazing. They say, those aren't my pants. Those aren't my, that's not my car. That's not my arm. I mean, you know, when, you know, it's funny that you say that, Bill, because in modern memory, just in recent memory, you know, when I think that started the notion that it could work, and it did, to simply stick to the lies and keep telling them until people think it's the truth, was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
When he was caught clearly lying, bald-faced, or is it bald-faced? Bald-faced lies about he didn't have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, and it became absolutely clear with the blue dress, but they never really diverted from that narrative, and there were people who just ignored the fact that he lied and said, oh, it's just about sex. God.
Well, Karen, I got to tell you, recently I was at a dinner, and one of the guests was absolutely emphatic that, you know, in comparing, somehow the comparative comes, you know, with Trump. Trump is compared to everything. And so she wanted to compare whatever Trump had done in her perception versus the facts of Bill Clinton, and suggested in a rather bold-faced sort of way and very emphatically that, you know, Donald Trump was worse than Bill Clinton. I couldn't even begin to cite, you know, whether we want to talk about his fantasy island trips, you know, Monica Lewinsky, you know, Kathleen Willey, you know, in her book, you know, Put Ice on It because he bit her lip as she was, you know, raped, I guess you could say.
Yeah, Juanita Broderick was absolutely raped.
Yes,
that was
exactly.
Rape.
Right. And so, you know, it's just disgusting. But, you know, you go down this long list and you wear yourself out because then you realize, as you say, people have bought into the lie. They've heard this narrative over and over again, and they think that, Bill Clinton to this day, that he was some sort of choir boy.
Sometimes I wonder, Bill, if it isn't that one of the many dividing lines, and there are so many today, between the polarized country are the people that think for themselves and judge what they hear based on some value that they have versus people who, when they get bombarded with a ton of similar messages, you know how Tucker Carlson, you know, he reveals and exposes how they get a mantra and they all get a same memo on the left and then they keep repeating the same mantra. And people who want to cover the fact that they're really not all that educated and really not all that informed, what they do is they just conclude that if the media is reporting it 10 times an hour every day, it must be true. And that's one of the things we have to, one of the things that we have to fight against that is quite challenging.
Well, Karen, you're exactly right. The thing that's so dangerous is that if our intelligence is based on 8-second sound bites, and especially by the media, which obviously is carrying the water for one political party over the other, that their agenda clearly is not about the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They have abandoned that. And the thing that I find quite interesting is that when you talk to them, they don't see it. They, you know, to your point here, their worldview has been so molded that they are truly convinced that what they're reporting is true, it is fair, it's down the middle. And when you, you know, walk them through and say, well, then explain to me how this situation, for example, that happened over the weekend with the Covington High School boys. You jumped on this with just a little bit of information. Then you get more information and you don't come back and say, hey, wait a minute, we got to clear the record here. We made a mistake. You don't. You just hold to it and you continue to give space and time to, these radical, you know, so-called celebrities, you know, threatening these kids. And, you know, I mean, the things they were saying were quite dangerous. You know, these kids were threatened, the school was threatened and everything else, and all on a false narrative.
Well, and there's so many things I think about. I actually had two different blog posts this week about the media, about their no good, very bad week. But I wonder about a lot of the reasons for this, and I think it's many, many fold about the corrupt, truly corrupt, propaganda-driven media that we are watching today. And even when they're caught in the act twice, they never apologize. They never say, you know, gee, we're sorry, we got it wrong. No, they doubled down. I think one of the reasons is in university educations and journalism school, they are taught that the end justifies the means, that no matter what you have to do to drive an agenda, which is basically the agenda of the Democrat Party, not saying the Republicans are perfect either, that even if you're caught in a lie, your greater good is just so noble and so important, which is pure emotional-driven nonsense, that it's okay if you lie, cheat, and steal to manipulate the public. And I agree with you. That and much more is very dangerous, very dangerous.
But, Karen, when you talk about the ends justifying the means, my question to progressives is, what is your end? You know, AOC, who's been getting a lot of ink and a lot of attention. I mean, you know, her end is a socialist form of government. And forget about how we're going to pay for it. Forget about all these things that, you know, 240 plus years of study and empirical evidence. Let's just throw that out the door because we supposedly, in her eyes, we haven't tried it. Well, wait a minute. You're not. How old are you? I mean, and how aware are you of history?
How you can get away with that? Because it's convenient when you don't know history. And then you don't have to worry about comparing your ignorant, dangerous ideas to the past, which has included genocide.
Right. And you have a compliant media willing to go along with it. Commentator, columnist, and talk show host Karen Kathleen is with us, and we've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 18. Before the top of the hour.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, it would think that they wouldn't get away with it, but they still do. It is amazing. And I understand that it causes your head to explode from time to time. And, you know, we should expect better. We should demand better, you know, whether it's the mainstream media or other sources. You've heard my frustration before. I think of all the, you know, resources that are available to the mainstream media, you know, the talent that they have available, the amount of, you know, money that's invested. Well, you know, some of these publications are paying the price. Karen, I don't know if you read or not, but Gannett supposedly is laying off a lot of people. And I think a lot of this is the result of their abandonment. You mentioned, you know, journalism classes and that sort of thing. But I believe that academia has abandoned the core value of why journalism, you know, what it's all about, you know, that they're supposed to document history. They're supposed to be the ones asking questions. The founding fathers specifically said and made space for freedom of the press so that they would have their way into, you know, the institutions of our government to hold them accountable, and everywhere else for that matter. They are so protected, but unfortunately, they're not honoring their mandate, you know, by way of we the people and our government. And, you know, it's sad that they're carrying the water for one party over another when we have serious issues, whether it's, if it truly is, you know, if we're concerned all about Russian collusion, if we're really concerned about, you know, violations of our, you know, voting process and that sort of thing. I mean, where are they? I mean, you know, there's so many egregious problems and things that are sticking out all over the place regarding the election process. And the media is silent, and meanwhile, all they can talk about is impeaching Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and they get a lot of validation from their friends in the bubble for doing so. You know, while you were talking, and you were talking about the journalistic values and what we expect, those of us maybe a little older who remember what America was like when at least there was the pretense of fairness and objectivity. Today, that's looked upon as old-fashioned and old-world values and, oh, isn't that quaint? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's part of the racist whatever. I mean, I think what we're watching among so much else is the intention of redefining everything, frankly, turning upside down everything that we have held dear, that we believe than I believe is true, holds this country together. I think we're under attack from within.
No doubt.
And I'm not generally a jumping up and down crazy person. I don't wear, you know, tinfoil hats. But, I mean, if you cannot watch, that you can predict what the left is going to go after. If it represents decency, kindness, personal accountability, self-reliance, not blaming others, whatever it may be, from going after a Catholic school kid for standing and smiling and not talking back, and then validating and applauding the very racism that they claim so condescendingly that they are opposed to. I mean, we're living in crazy-making world right now.
It really is, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. It is being turned upside down. It's like we're trying to reinvent the wheel. That's why I'm saying,
that's,
you know,
what they want to reinvent.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, with AOC and others, and it's going, where are we heading here? I mean, we've got all these card-carrying socialist Marxists in our government, according to Trevor Lau, who's very,
yes,
you know, he's documented this so well. And
I'm familiar with him, yeah.
And go, wait a minute, where? What is the end game here? I mean, it's not a better America. I mean, this is, I guess, why they're so insulted by the red hat, make America great again. They don't believe in America. And that's the bottom line and the truth of this deal. And that whole situation, as you mentioned, with the Covington High School and this young man that stood there in the face of an older adult. I mean, you know, an adult going in and he had to walk across the area to go in and confront the kid. But yet he tells CNN, "Oh, I felt threatened. You felt threatened. You were the threatening one, and you're playing the victim role here." And then, of course, we find out now, because the media does its job, that this guy was AWOL and three times. He claims, I mean, he doesn't, he's real, you know, real sneaky the way he works this out in trying to say that he was a Vietnam vet, that, you know, he suggests without saying, he goes, "I'm a Vietnam Times vet" or something. And, you know, in other words, he was in,
co-opted the heroism of other people.
Exactly.
And saying it was the times of the Vietnam. You know, he's learned to parse words like Bill Clinton.
Right. And so now it's like, okay, you got another 15 minutes of fame here, and you're really made to be a liar once again. So how much credibility do you continue to give this guy? But still, as, you know, as we talked about in the earlier segment, Karen, they continue to give this man place, and it's just sad, all because, you know, the political correct thing. I mean, after all, we're talking about a Native American, so, you know, all honor and glory to him. But I don't care if you're a Native American. I don't care, Black American, Hispanic, whatever. If you're a liar, get the heck out of here. You have nothing to advance the cause. You're only going to confuse the issue and make it worse, you and your lies.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I continue to wonder, you know, the other day, the Matrix movie was on.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a great fan of it, but I think they're trying to create a Matrix before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a transition period where they're trying to tell you black isn't white, red isn't purple, 2 and 2 is 7, and just listen to us, and you'll have a whole new set of realities and a whole new set of orientations.
You'll woke up. You're not woke enough. You know, that's the problem. You know,
exactly. You're just not. And what this exposes, and why this is such a critical time right now, is because it proves that these people who have been disingenuously lying to us about their moral superiority, that they stand on certain principles, they never believed any of it. That's
right.
What we're beginning to find out. They never believed in tolerance. They never believed in diversity. They never believed that you shouldn't be a racist as long as you're a racist against white people and the right people to be racist against.
Right. Exactly.
And so they need to be exposed for this because there are already people who've become zombies. They are zombies. I don't know if you saw this. There was a woman, young woman, who went around during the Women's March, the so-called Women's March in Washington, D.C. She went around and interviewed a bunch of women and asked them, because clearly this was a hate Trump rally, and she asked them why they hated Trump, what they hated about them. Now, I don't know if she put every single video on there. It was about 20 minutes. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Not one person could put together a coherent sentence, let alone a coherent argument about why they hated Donald Trump so much. All they said was, where do I start? And it's just so vast. And
it's the 8-second soundbite response. That's what it's all about. That's all they know. Yeah.
They got angry and walked away and called her a racist.
Right.
So you can't win in that zombie world, but you can try very hard to stop people from entering zombie world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, it's all a counterfeit, you know, when you really think about it. And the way you study a counterfeit is you have to study what's the right thing. And if you ignore history, if you ignore the founding principles of this country and what we're all about, because I think that if you talk to most people here in America and if you did a survey and said, are we a constitutional republic? Most people even ignorantly would say, you know, they believe that to be so, but they're not seeing how the Constitution is being shredded and, you know, how the progressives in our country are taking over and doing everything they can to compromise our constitutional principles.
Yeah, and I'd like to take a crack at the question you asked earlier. I love these philosophical conversations because those of us who are watching, you know, we're always watching, asking ourselves, so what's really going on here? Mm-hmm. And you said, so what's the end? Well, one of the ends I see is that even the people who are now in the positions of being, quote, leaders are, I think, useful idiots to a much smaller group of people who want global socialism. Mm-hmm. Somebody like AOC parrots what she's been taught in public education and even Boston University, which is appalling to think that she got an economics degree from Boston University. But what is really dangerous is that there are a smaller, I don't know who they all are, but there's a smaller group of people who think up these kinds of strategies, regardless of whether they're utterly contradictory to the strategies of 10 years ago or last week. I always like to use the example of I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar in the 70s, and now we've got I Am Woman, Hear Me Whine, and now we're all just pathetic, cringing little milksops, and we're all the victims of men and toxic masculinity. Now, that would have been horrifying to the feminists of the 70s or whatever. How dare you call me pathetic and weak? And they don't care because now they need to create a new victim voting bloc. And those kinds of things, I think, are done with purpose, with mission, and it's all towards the goal of Saul Alinsky global socialism.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, again, that's you know, a fair articulation, and one that I hear from time to time, Karen, but I want to hear it directly from them, you know, because it's like you're posing these ideas and where are we going? What is the end game as you see it? And it's amazing, all in the light of look what's happening in Venezuela. How would you like to pay, you know, instead of 50 cents for a cup of coffee, pay $800 for a cup of coffee?
And they're shedding it.
It looks like they're
fighting back.
We got
to
leave it there.
Thank you, Karen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy.